Boker Tov world. Today's daf in Masechet Nedarim, brought to you from Yerushalayim Ir HaKedesh, is Daf Chof Beis. And we were holding in the list of various types of petach that we don't use. Why don't we use them? Because they're so good. They're so good that we're afraid that people are going to lie. And they're going to say, even though they actually would have had the chutzpah to make the neder, despite the fact that we're telling them all, would you have made the neder if you would have known that your files are going to be taken out and looked through? If the guy's really a bum, he'll say, I don't care, I would have. So he may lie, but he may lie because he's embarrassed and say that he wouldn't have, because he doesn't want us to know what a bum he is. You know, or if we would have told him, would you have made a neder if you would have known that a neder is considered to be a chayte? Would you have made a neder if you would have known that it's Yerchayev as if Gemitkaros Cherev, and so on and so forth. So he would say, no, of course not. But the truth is, he knows very well that he would have. So those kind of made up tachim, we're afraid to use. And we were up to one that we hadn't yet discussed yesterday, and that was Shmuel's made up petach. So that is Lopatchinan Bohanami de Shmuel. We also said this is about four lines down from the middle. We won't even use the one that Shmuel says, which also we consider to be a Meida Petach, and that goes like this. According to Shmuel, where it says in the Pasuk that Tov Asher Lo Tidor, Mishet Tidor V'lo Teshalem, and so on, so Shmuel says, even if you're Mekayim, a Neder, you are considered to be an Adam Rasha. Because, Amr Rebbe Abu, where do we see that? V'chitechdal lindor lo yeh b'chachet. Okay, so first of all, the simple mashma'ut is that if you won't make nidorim, then you will not be having any kind of chet. So one way of reading that, of course, is that at least that way, for sure, you're not going to be able to complete a chet. Whereas if you make a neder, you could. But the other way of reading it is, the only way you're going to avoid chet is kitechdal lindor, where you just cut out from this business of saying nedarim. And the raya to that would be the word techdal, because that's a strange word. We don't usually use that. And it's meant to be understood from a gzeirah shavah. Yalev chadala chadala. Here it says v'chitechdal lindor. So what, you seize nedarim? But it says also the lashon of chadala in terms of Rishayim. Eov uses that word, where he says, Sham Rishayim Chodlu Rogas, that there at last in hell, so the Rishayim will stop making so much trouble. That's one good thing, I suppose. But anyway, meanwhile, you see that the idea of Chodlu refers to being called a Rasha. And therefore, the Lo Yeh B'Chachet is meant to be understood as only if you will cease making the dorm completely. But we're afraid that a guy would say, no, I wouldn't have made a neder if I would have known that, if I would have thought of that at the time. But Lamaisa, he might have made the neder anyway. Rav Yosef, listen, I don't know, what are we looking all over for all of these mamorim of amoroim? It's a Mishnah. And the Mishnah basically says what Shmuel is saying. Afananami tanina. Remember, we had the Mishnah. Kidnidre kisherim lo amaklum. If somebody says, I'm going to make that thing usher the way people who are kosher do, then there's no neder there at all, because ksherim don't make nedarim. But if he would have said, kinidre rishayim, so then again, remember we had big machlokas there exactly how to learn. There were different ways of understanding it, depending on whether you say a lie or mimeno or whatever. So depending on the context, he was nadar either with naziris, if he says hareini, or a korban, a realai, or bishvua. If he uses a lashon of a shvua, I will. So, okay, in all of these cases, they're called rishayim. So what? That's exactly what Shmuel is saying. That anybody who utilizes that kind of response is a rasha. It's interesting. There's a beautiful letter from the Chazon Ish, where, of course, in order to avoid embarrassing the person that he's talking to in this letter, so it doesn't quote in his letters, it doesn't quote what exactly the person wrote. But the Chazon Ish writes that I want to just mention that I noted in your letter the words that Sahade, you started saying, well, we witness against this. He says, we grew up, chunachnu. We were educated as children that we don't use those kind of words because they smack of making a shvua. What are you making a big deal about everything? Like, you do, I do witness. Who are you to witness? What are you talking about? Those are not the kind of languages that intelligent people use to make big deals about nothings. And they are similar to the idea of shvua and of neder, where the whole thing is a person is supposed to just be calm, relax. Most of the things you're reacting to are absolute nonsense. Nobody cares about them. You're making a big religious issue out of something that is making a mountain out of a molehill. It's a very, very sweet letter. And it's like classic Chazanish way of speaking. But mamish to be makbid, even on Lashonis that don't have anything really to do with Nedar Mishruas in the Gemara. Omer Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, Omer Rabbi Yonatan. You should know that a person who allows himself to get angry, kol minei gehinom shaltim ba, the most horrible type of hells, they take charge over him. Shenemar v'aser ka'as milibecha, v'haver ra'a mibisorecha. If you get anger out of your system, then you will remove mamish evil from your own basar. Now that word ra'a is always used for gehinom. Ein ra'a, ela gehinom, shenemar kol pa'al Hashem l'ma'aneu, v'gam rasha l'yom ra'a. That everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu made, he made for the Kvet Shamayim, and even Gehenim itself, which was made on for Rishayim, on a day of Ra'ah. So you see, if you want to avoid Gehenim, then don't get angry. But, now, the next Gemara is absolutely hilarious. You think hell is bad. The worst thing is, you'll even get hemorrhoids. What's that?
Did you really skip a bit? Just the end of the, from the
Pasuk
Gimel and the two
more
Pasukim that Rebbe didn't read before the
Kas. I'm a Rebbe Abahu. I'm sorry, I don't know what you're talking about. maybe you have a different Gemara, I don't know.
It feels like Rebbe's... Rebbe did skip. I wasn't sleeping. Rebbe
what? I skipped?
Yeah. The two more parts are the previous piece. It's talking about...
Chodlu roges, kenidrei kesherim, kol hakoyis, kol minei gehenim shotim bo. I don't know. Maybe you guys have a different Gemara. I have no idea. No idea. I didn't skip anything. No idea.
I'm a Rabbi Yosef Ananami
Tanina. Are you? Did you fall into Barnea? You're right next to Barnea. I can't believe it.
I'm sorry. Maybe I'll read it myself.
Just being close to him, even on a corner, Mamela, if Zuma to put you under, in top, whatever.
This calls for a drink.
Barnea, you believe also, of course, that I skipped it, right?
I walked in late, but that's the way it felt. It felt like there was a jump.
I see. Okay. El Roi, ma ta omer. Does anybody think that I skipped the Mishnah, Kenidre Rishoyim and Kenidre Kesherim and Nodar, and I even explained whether you say Hare Alai or whether you say Hare Zeh or whether you say Hareini or that at all? And I mentioned that it's a Machlokas Rishonim, I'd understand the Mishnah. Like, I spent too much time on it. What about the Chazanish's letter? Yeah. Yeah. Then I went and I mentioned the Chassid. I don't know. I give up. All right. Listen, I mean, there's no real basis for our believing that we live in the same reality anyway, right? So the fact that things click off and, you know, people are in different worlds at different times, in different universes, I mean, that fits very... That certainly fits in very well with quantum theory. And there's, yeah, okay, very good. All right. Anyway, to continue. So we got up to, yes, I was talking about hemorrhoids. So the amazing thing is that the Gemara The Gemara talks about kol minei gehenim sholtim bo, right? Well, you think that's bad. The Lord, you'll even get hemorrhoids. This is amazing, right? V'lo'od, ela sha'tachtoniyot shel todbo. That it's not just you'll get hemorrhoids. Your life will be defined by hemorrhoids. Shenemar v'natan Hashem lecha sham lev ragaz v'chilyone naim v'davon nafesh. Here we're talking about being sent into Golus, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you there a heart that is constantly in a state of roges. You're always upset. You're always angry. Always agitated. Uchilyon einayim, and your eyes will always be longing for a solution. V'davo nefesh. What is that? Ezeo davar shemichaleat einayim umadivet hanefesh. Havei omer elo atachtoniyot. So remarkably, the Gemara, it's an incredible insight that the way that a person gets himself involved in resentments and anger is so similar to the idea of hemorrhoids, which is like an amazing insight. You know, to talk about anality and about the attempting to control everything and keeping your thumb stuck up your rear end and constantly hoping that you won't have that terrible pain in the constant ear, that's like an unbelievable thing. That this is what happens to the brain of a person. You see it, mamish, happening. His brain turns into hemorrhoids. All he can think about is the stupidities that bother him and that anger him and that he's resentful about. And nothing in life is relaxed. Nothing in life is happy. Everything has to do with his making a big fuss over, I mean, that's especially in modern society. I mean, the whining and the whole idea of the more I can whine and the more upset I am, the more of a presence I have in the world and the more rights to think of. It's unbelievable. The comparison to hemorrhoids. What an insight, right? Mamish, what an insight. Okay. Ula was on his way up to Eretz Yisrael from Bavel, and he had a couple of guys who joined up on his caravan over there. Two guys from Bnei Mechozoi. Remember, we've had problems that we spoke about from people. We're talking about Yehudim that come from there, from Bechozoi. And one of them gets up and slaughters the other one. He slits his throat. And then he turns to Ula and he says, do you think I did the right thing? Says Ula to him, oh, absolutely, man. You should make sure that his throat is slit all the way. You know, pralo beit hashchita. Tear him apart. Let him die fast. Ki ata lekami to Rabbi Yochanan. So when Ula came to Rabbi Yochanan, he asked him, was I allowed to do that? Maybe that's considered to be that I'm machzik, people who do averas. Rabbi Yochanan said to him, what are you talking about? You saved your life. Nafshecha yitzalta. They would have killed you if you hadn't said that. So now this is very nogeya la'alacha, because, I mean, l'maisa we paskin, we're going to run paskins this, that in the event that somebody is in a matzav of sakana, it is not considered to be usher to act out as if you are supporting over Avera or of the Avera Zora and so on. And he bases it on this Gemara. So the question is, how far does that go in terms of what people would be choshed you doing Avera Zora? Or is this only because it's clear from here that your life was about to be end up the way the other guy was? Or this is a big sugya. But anyway, this mamish brought Lalach, and unfortunately, was very, very nogea, the life of Jews in Europe, about how far can you go in pretending to go along with the evil that's around you. Anyway, Rabbi Yochanan heard the story from Ba'ula, and he was shocked. He said, you know, Kobtama Rabbi Yochanan, Michde, Ktivin Atana Hashem Lechasham Lev Ragaz. Where is this pasuk referring to? We started off, of course, the whole thing started with this pasuk of the Tachtoniyot, which had to do with Kaz, and the Kaz was the way that Nedarim or Nigromim, and that's how we got to this. But that pasuk is in terms of Galut. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you there in Bavel a Lev Ragaz. That's mentioned in terms of Bavel. How is it possible that you guys were in Eretz Yisrael and that somebody got so intensely angry that he murdered someone? Omar Le, so Ula said to him, Ahu Shaita, at that point we hadn't yet crossed over the Yarden River. And so because of that, we weren't entirely in the Eretz Yisrael that was given to Klal Yisrael. It's very interesting, because if you take a look over here at the Ripke Vager, he brings from various places what appear to be rayas, that the din of Eivor HaYarden is exactly the same as the din in Eretz Yisrael. The Ran says, in Eivor HaYarden, you're not able to bring from there the Omer. And he brings rayas that you can. It's very interesting that the Meshech Chochma took this for real. That Nazati Lachem, that what the Ran is saying, that he has a mocker, and he showed the mocker is that in the Parsha it says, Asher ani noten lachem, that you take it from the land that I gave you, but Eivor HaYarden you took yourselves. That was part of the whole issue of the difference between the parts of Eretz Yisrael that were given by Goral and the parts that you took on your own that were not included in the Goral. So there was the 9.5 Shvatim, and then there were the other Shvatim. He says that's the Ran's Diyuk. It's not the Eretz Asher Ani Noten Lecha. Beautiful.
And also in Gilad Nisrabu HaRotzchim, maybe that fits also.
Yes. Yes, actually, there's a lot of discussion about whether there may be two different dinim within different parts, and bringing that sugya in different parts of Eivor HaYarden, specifically that issue of Gilad. I just wanted to mention that also there's a beautiful a beautiful mimer by Rav Dessler, where he was talking about at the time after the war, with all of the chashash in Eretz Yisrael, about what was going to happen to the Yishuv and by the Six-Day War. And the amazing thing is that everybody else was convinced that this is the most dangerous thing imaginable. In Eretz Yisrael, nobody was really all that concerned. I mean, nobody ran away from Eretz Yisrael, except people who wanted to go, you know, to nightclubs in Paris. But as far as, you know, real people, well, I said, we're going to give up on Eretz Yisrael because it's dangerous. And I guess he didn't want to mention that Ben-Gurion, he didn't want to mention Ben-Gurion, but he said that you see, that even Bizman Hazeh, where there's such a breakdown in sensitivity and so on, that people believe in miracles being in Eretz Yisrael, even if they don't believe in God. There's got to be something in them that is responding to this pasuk, "V'nasati lachem shom leiv ragaz," and that there's an issue in Eretz Yisrael proper in which a person is mechuber to a different reality. And the truth is, it used to be, The thought of a murder in Eretz Yisrael was impossible to conceive of. There was no such thing. I know it's hard to believe today, but when I first came to Eretz Yisrael, there was no such thing as even a concept of a murder in Eretz Yisrael. And now, Hashem Yirachem, what's going on every single day, there's murders and crime. And so he points out that as the Dorot get closer and closer to the loss of all sensation, which is like the Gemara and Mishnah and Seita, about what happens because of the Mashiach, that this innate power of Eretz Yisrael to prevent the Lev Ragaz actually is changing, and that the people are losing all sensitivity. But the fact that Rabbi Yochanan was shocked may seem to us to be like a little naive. What, I mean, you really think from the Sanach HaMashiach Lev Ragaz be Medayik? How is it possible? Yes, can actually Medayik? How is it possible? Omar Rabba Baravuna Kol HaKoeis Afilu Shechinayna Chashuv Venegdo. The truth is, and this of course is reflected in why we're not Peseach with the Psachim that we spoke about before, even the presence of the Shechina, it doesn't matter, he'll walk over HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Rotzon, because he doesn't see anything. And that's the Pasuk, Rosha Kegova Apo Bal Yidrosh. Rosha, when he is really steaming angry, he's convinced, God's not going to bother with this. Bal Yidrosh, Ein Elohim Kol Mezimotav. He doesn't have any thought of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in any of his plans. It's as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't exist. Rabbi Yirmiyahu Midifti Omar. You should know, somebody who gets angry, if he's a Talmud Chacham, he forgets everything that he learned. Mishakeach Talmudo, Umosif Tipshut. He starts to become really stupid. The type of people that have anger are fools. A fool, a ksil, spreads his stupidity. So that's the pshat that you see. that is Mosif Tipshus. So you can have a person who at one time you know that he was a Talmud Chacham, and is a person that allowed himself to become resentful and angry and so on, and he becomes a complete fool. Reb Nachum Bar Yitzchak Amar, B'yadua she'avonotav merubim zichuyotav, she'nema uva'al chema rav parsha. You can be sure of one thing, that a person who gets angry like that, he is definitely has more averas than he has zichuyas. It says, rav parsha, somebody who's a ba'al chema, he's full of anger, it must be that he has a rove of pshayim. Omer vada b'Rabbi Chanina. Yomalei chatu Yisrael lo nitana melechamisha chumshei Torah v'sefer Yoshua b'vad. What's another impact of anger, this time on the part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? If Klal Yisrael hadn't done any averas, we wouldn't have any of the Nevi'im except for Sefer Yoshua. So all we would have had was Chamisha Chumshei Torah and Yoshua. Why do we need Yoshua? Because Yoshua has Erkah Shel Eretz Yisrael. We can figure out the exact, because it gives the names of all of the cities, and then we can see by analyzing the Psukim in Yoshua, we analyze exactly where the Tchumim are within, between the Shvatim and Eretz Yisrael. So that we need. My Taima, where do you see such a thing? Ki Berov Chochma, Rov Ka'as. The idea that all of this extra chokhmah, which basically makes life so much more complicated. This pasuk is a fascinating pasuk because it reads in both directions. The more that a person has chokhmah, the more pain they suffer in life. That's Berov Chokhmah Rov Ka'as. You know too much, then there's too much to worry about, and there's too much that is painful. And if you're just like a simple person, everything seems to be fine, you know? So, but it works the other way as well. When we have all of this Rov Chochmah that was given to us through all the Sifrei HaNeviim, where does that come from? It's a simen of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's profound anger that he had to give so much Tochacha that we needed all of the Sifrei HaNeviim so that we should learn how to be human. So yeah, that means that all of that means that we're saying not only the Sifrei HaNeviim Achroinim, we're over there, we understand that that's Pashtas, that that's Tochacha, Ruba, the Ruba's Tochacha, Mamish. But even the Neviim HaRishonim, the lessons that we're learning from there are all responses to basically Rov Ka'as. And if it wouldn't have had, it would have been obvious. What do we need all of these extra, everything is to be found in the Torah itself. Now getting back to the Ikar Nekudah here. We've been talking about Pesach and Charata and different levels, which we had Super Pesach, or we had unusable Charatas because they don't go back to Mafreya, and all points in between. But now the question is, how does that relate to the concept of Shvua? This was all in terms of Neder. What about Shvuas? Omer Avasi, somebody who uses the Shem Hashem, Ein Nizkakin, L'Elohei Yisrael, somebody used that. Now, so this is a big machlokas rishon. The Ran understands that the utilization of Elokei Yisrael is by definition somebody who would make a shavua. Whether he really uses the Shem Hashem or not, but that's the derech of a shavua. So therefore, even though we're going to see later on that according to Beis Hillel, the din of lo yachel devaro aval acherim mochalim lo, which is the mocher of the heter of a chacham, that that applies to shvuas as well. But what, according to, at least this is the way the Ran understands it, but Rav Asi is saying that that's only b'diavad, but l'chatchila, unless there's a special reason to respond to a person who even makes a shvua, such as the need for the restoration of a relationship between a man and his wife, or for a tzibur the guy didn't bring, where people are in a fight in a Beit HaKnesset, and they've been making shvuas, and so that over there you need to calm things down. But generally speaking, we will not. The fact that a person has this chutzpah, he comes into Beis Din and he says, I need you to be matir. I'm sorry, we don't talk to people who make those kinds of chomer statements and then expect us to cancel them. Chutz bikonam ishti ne'enetli, she ganvait kisi, she iktat b'ni, Vinoda shelo ganva v'shelo ikato. Not everybody has this girsa bichlal, because it's a very strange kind of situation. Because first of all, it's not talking about a shvu, it's talking about a neder, because he says konam. And furthermore, this is nidrei shigogais and should be included in the Mishnah as nidorim that don't even require a heter. And some people don't have this piece here bichlal. So we'll wait until we get to this issue later on. But I just wanted to mention to you that not everybody agrees with the Ran that Elokei Yisrael is a reference to Shavuos of any kind. The Rush says, and so do some other Rishonim, that the idea over here is the utilization of the Shem Hashem. It's not whether it was a neder, and it's not whether it was a Shavuah, and that's why it uses the Lashon over here of Elokei Yisrael. He doesn't say it in the Lashon of a Shavuah necessarily. We're in the middle of discussing it just Nedarim. So the Rosh says, Eino Chinami. If a person mentions the Shem Hashem, so we treat it as a Chumrah, both Beneder and Beshvuah. And if he doesn't mention the Shem Hashem, then of course we paskin like Beit Hillel, and there's no question that it's okay for a Chacham or Besdin to be Matir a Shavuah, the same way it's Mother Matir a Neder. That's how the Rosh understands it. There's other Rishonim, including the Ritva, who say that actually it depends. If you make a neder and you use the Shem Hashem of Elokei Yisrael, then we're machmer on nedarim the way that the Ran understands we would be machmer on Shavuos even without the Shem Hashem. So basically, there's three basic approaches as to what it is that Ravasi is saying. So I heed the Atai, there was a woman who came, Lekame de Ravasi, and she needed a heter. So he asked her, so what was the language of your neder? So she said, I used Elokei Yisrael. So he said to her, you know, if you had said Mohi, okay, Mohi we had before, remembers Moshe Rabbeinu by the Shvuah that Moshe Rabbeinu made, that I would have done. So that, Mazdikik Nalach, that I would have been able to deal with. But now that you used Elokei Yisrael, I can't deal with that level at all. And so, according to this, it would mean that it's even referring to the neder over here. Because nadart b'moi, there's also another opposite lashon, which the Ran brings, which is that even if you had been neder b'moi lo mizdakik nalach, kol shekein, I'm not going to be mizdakik nalach if you use Elokei Yisrael. So there, for sure, lo mizdakik nalach. L'maisa, the Ge'enim ended up making a lot of chumras about Nedarim and Shavuos. And because of this, there was a long period in which only real emergencies that were nageya, the mamish shalom bayis, or the breakup of families, or the breakup of communities, would they do any type of heter, even for Nedarim, according to some of the Ge'enim. The Ramban says that is not a proper, it's interesting. I mean, like, because normally they just do whatever the Gainim say. But the Ramban says we're not machmer like any of this, and that, of course, a person should try, a Bezdin should try to be matir, even if you're talking about Shavuos, and even if you're talking about Elokei Yisrael, that we are Mizdakin Alei, we are not machmer to cause all types of terrible kinds of kishlonot by making a person maintain a neder that is chomer like this or a Shavuah. Rav Kahana came to visit Rav Yosef, and Rav Yosef said to him, please sit down and eat. So Rav Kahana said, no. And not only that, I mean, he kept pushing him. He said, let me tell you something. Mare Kula, the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Mare Kula means the master of all things, right? Ribbono Kol. Lo Ta'im Nalei. I am not going to eat here. So Rav Yosef said to him, oh man, Lo Mare Kula, Lo Ta'im Aslei. Absolutely no. I also, what it sounds like saying, I also swear, you're going to be a bum, I swear I wouldn't give you a thing, right? That's what it seems to be saying. So, what in the world? I mean, I understand Rav Kahana, he said, lo mare kula, he doesn't want to eat it. What is Rav Yosef all upset about? That he should say back to him, absolutely not, mare kula. What was that? No. Okay, udekar marle, Rav Yosef was saying to him, didn't you just say, mare kula with the comrade? So then, there's no way that we can be matir or be makel on that type of thing and saying that it wasn't really meant, because this type of mimer, where you, even if you don't say Elokei Yisrael, but just Morei Kula Ayi Ribbono Shel Olam, that's bad enough. Omar Rava, Omar Reb Nachman. The halacha is that we do make a petach out of charota, and the halacha is that we are nizkak l'Elokei Yisrael, even though he uses the Shem Hashem. So once happened, so this is Reb Nachman, right, who's being quoted. Now, Rava had once told Reb Nachman about Rav Sechaira, and he said to Reb Nachman, you should know that Rav Sechaira is a very great man. You know, hope the day will come, you'll meet him. So Reb Nachman said to Rava, when he comes here, if you get hold of him, bring him to me. I would like to meet him and see what kind of person he is. So sure enough, Havile Nidra Lamishri, by the way, anytime a Gemara opens up with that statement, a disaster is looming. Because when somebody says, when you get hold of him, bring him to me, uh-oh. That means somehow or other he's not going to be an Adam Golo after he ends up being brought to him. But anyway, that when you get hold of him, bring him to me. Those are dangerous words. So, okay, so sure enough, it happened that Rav Sechaira had a neder, and he wanted to get a heter for this neder. So he comes to Reb Nachman, and he asks him to be matan the neder. Now, this is a little bit strange, because Reb Nachman, remember, just paskened that potchin b'charata. So obviously, if Rav Sechaira was coming to him, it means he already had charata. So all he needed to do was be poter b'charata. So the Ran explains that since Rav Sechaira felt it was important to get Reb Nachman to do this, well, anybody can do that, it must be that he was machmer on himself not to be poter b'charata, and therefore he wanted Reb Nachman to find a real petach. So because of that, Reb Nachman skipped over the making a petach out of charata, and he started discussing the possibilities of a petach. So he starts bringing up different things. So he said to him, well, let me point out to you that, I mean, if you had realized at the time that X, I mean, surely you wouldn't have made a neder, would you? Oh, yes, I would have. Really? Well, what if you had realized Y? Ah, for sure you wouldn't have made the neder. Oh, yes, I would. Well, what about if you had realized Z? Would you also have made the neder? Yep. And this, he goes to this Kama Zimnim, time after time, until Reb Nachman got really angry at him. Well, what kind of jerk is this? Well, the guy wants to make a neder, and like he's thought it all out. You know, anything that I come up with, he's already thought out. You know, and he's already one step. You know, I'm not interested in this kind of thing. Go find yourself some other stooge. You know, so Ikvid Reb Nachman, he got very angry at him. So go back to your cage. I'm like, Zilakilach, you know. Hey, no, I can't find the best out for people like that. Go back to your cage. So at that point, Rav Sechaira said, okay, then that's the petach, right? Because enough like Rav Sechaira, who potach pitchel anavshe. Because, I mean, after all, Rebbe says in the Mishnah, Ezoi derech yisharashi avor lo adam. What is a correct path of tiferes that a person should choose for himself? Kol shei tiferet lo osev, tiferet lo min adam? Something that speaks for itself and that everybody looks at it and says, oh, this is a mensch. Well, obviously, I'm not a mensch if I have to go back to my cage. So, Ashta the Ikbid, Reb Nachman, now I see like what I look like to other people. So Reb Nachman says to me, go back to your cage, you know. Forget it. If I had realized that when I made the neder, I never would have made the neder. So that's the best petach. So he went back and he used that. Obviously, you can't use a petach for yourself. But he went back and told Reb Nachman, okay, I got the petach now. So shara l'nafshei. So he used that petach for himself. We had another maaser which is like that, in that Reb Shimon Bar Revi also had such a neder. And he comes to the Chachomim in the Beis HaMidrash, also the Kamei de Rabbanan. So they also said, okay, what if you had realized X? Would you have made the neder? Yep. And what about Y? Yep. And what about Z? Yep. So anyway, Avimitzare Rabbana Mishimsha Latula, Mitula Lashimsha, and they're sitting there all day long going back and forth because the shade was moving and they were getting overheated, and then the sun went down and got cold. They had to move it to the other place in the Beis HaMidrash. And we're going nuts from this guy. And Omar lays, so then Botnis, Bereda Abba Shol Ben Botnis, said to him, let me ask you something. You realize what you're causing over here, this tumult, the whole base of Medrash is moving back and forth and sitting here all day long trying to figure out, like, what's something that you hadn't thought of already, big shot? You understand? So if you would have thought that and realized that this is where your netter is going to bring you, would you have made the netter? So Rav Shimon said, no. Oh, so based on that, they were matir the netter. And another maisa, which is really adorable, was Rav Shmuel but Rav Yossi had a netter, and he came to Rabbanah. And the same thing happened. So they start telling him, so what about if you had realized this? He said, no, I did. And I made it on that das. Well, what about that? No, I did it on that. Well, what about this? Yep, I would have made the netter of that anyway. Anyway, so there was a laundryman that would come in and pick up the laundry from the yeshiva. And he sees there's this guy. He doesn't know from nothing. He sees there's this guy, Rabbi Shmuel ben Rabbi Yossi. He doesn't know what's going on. And he's driving everybody crazy. And he's sick and tired of seeing people make all these rabbanon crazy. So he grabs his little starch, those little shakers that I don't know if they don't use them anymore. But once upon a time, when you ironed, you used to use a shaker that had holes on the top and it made the starch would come out. You look at me like I'm crazy. The starch would come out and then you would iron it. Good Lord. I mean, come on. In South Africa, people still do ironing, don't they?
Always wonder what it means to starch your shirts. I thought it was a great idea.
So they used to use these little, it's like a bottle that has little holes on top. You turn it upside down, you shake it over the clothes, and then you iron the clothes that have been wetted with whatever material you put in this. Anyway, so this guy, the laundryman, sees this. So he goes over, he pops Rabbi Shmuel over the head with his laundry shaker. Because he can't put up with this. Who is this idiot? So then Rabbi Shmuel says, well, that I didn't think of. I died to the Mochili Katzer. I was going to get bopped over the head by the laundryman. I wouldn't have made the netter. So Vishori Lunavshe. So because of that, he uses that. So Tosus asks, but isn't this a classic example where we're going to talk about it, of the, even as the Gemara asked, Rav Achmi Difti pointed out, but why isn't this Manailat? I mean, what, Rav Yishmael could have figured out such a thing? That somebody was going to come and bop him over the head? I mean, that's something that happened afterwards. And the din is Tanina. Lo Nasaka died to the Mochile Katsu already. How would he have been able to think of such a thing in advance? And we learned later on, we're going to see Beferish in the Mishnah, you cannot use Nailat. So Rav Achmi Difti said, this is not called Nailat. The Shrichi Apikure, the Mitzari Rabbanan. There's lots of people out there who drive Rabbanan crazy. So therefore, he could have actually understood that there would be, this is how the Rishonim understand it, that there are going to be people that, like this laundryman, who act very precipitously when they see people troubling the Rabbanan. So because of that, that's not Nailat. Because there not only are lots of people that act this way, but there's lots of people that react to the people who act this way. And Devita de Abaye, Avileahi Barta, Abaye's wife, she had a daughter from a marriage that was from before. Remember the whole story with Abaye. And he said that I want this daughter to be married to one of my relatives. And she said, no, I want her to be married to one of my relatives. So he says to her, well, if you go ahead and you marry her off to your relative without listening to me, then I'm going to answer to Tasrei Hanati Alak. I'm answering you with a netter. Sure enough, she went and did exactly what she wanted, and she married her off to her own relative. So then Abaye comes to Rabbi Yosef, and he says to Rabbi Yosef, what am I supposed to do? So Rabbi Yosef says, let me ask you, if you would know she's such a chutzpah yak that she doesn't give a hang that you're going to make the netter, would have you made such a netter? So I'll die. You have a yadat, the avarta, the atechem, nasvelo, the kriva, mi adarta, or my leilo? I wouldn't have. Vishaya Rabbi Yosef. Okay, later on, we're already well into the next daf. We'll talk about various issues, such as why this is not one of the Arba Nedarim, because, I mean, this sounds, doesn't sound like it's really serious. It sounds like it's a, you know, one of these Nidre Zirus, and man, if you marry her off to your relative, you should just be Azerbaijan, right? And then the question, I mean, when you're Badafka making the netter, if you meant it seriously, if you're making the netter to avoid that, so how could you say, well, if you had known that she wasn't going to listen, would you make the netter? I mean, isn't that the whole point? That you were telling you're going to be angry if she does make it, so Mamanovshach, either it's one of the Arbana. Okay, these are issues that we'll discuss, and it relates to a general broad question about whether when a person is over a netter, does the fact that he's over the netter itself provide the pretext for being matir the netter? So in other words, if you had known that you would be over the netter, would you made the netter? Because that's basically what it's saying over here. Okay, all of this remains to be explored, Bezrat Hashem, tomorrow. Okay, everyone, thank you. And now for those people who are in the time warp, there is a recording in which whatever pieces of time were missing can be restored by listening to the recording and discovering what was missing within your time reality, and there you could put it all together. I'm not sure whether that makes it as if you experience it yourself, but it's better than nothing. Have a great day, everybody, and thank you so much.
Rebbe, I just want to give a commercial. Erica Shel Eretz Yisrael, I think it comes out backwards on the screen, is Rebbe the Lang.
It only becomes out backwards on your screen because you have clicked mirror my camera, but that does not affect anybody else, and it is still Erica Shel Eretz Yisrael. However, at least now I understand why, as a tour guide, whenever you're supposed to turn right, you always tell them to turn left. Now we don't.
Left, different perspective, right? It's the other perspective. At any rate, there's never been a safer like this with the geography, with maps, with archaeology. Vamish, he commissioned his own maps. You know, you can ding stuff here and there, but there's nothing like your Nachla Shel Naphtali parrot. So the Pesukim is this. It will be out in English, but Yerza the Anka said, don't wait, get it now.
I must say, Reb Arnea, you already had made this advertisement, because of which I had already ordered the Sefer, and I got it months and months ago. When we were doing Shvius, we wanted to take a look at the member.
Yeah, so, this is the dot that it's named for, so it was appropriate.
Yes, yes, that's true. Okay, very good. Kol Tov, everyone. Thank you so much for the chizuk of seeing you. Kol Tov.